Ah yes, and welcome back to another fine mess we've gotten ourselves into. If you've been with us so far, you'll know that W has been using Air Force One as a taxi service for terrorist rendition flights. How sneaky's that? Tony Blair thought he was aboard a diplomatic world tour. You know, peace and harmony and all that rubbish. But it's not turning out that way as they land at their next destination. I wonder where that is.
Tony, stop cowering in front of the telly. I'm trying to watch The X Factor.
I'm not cowering. I'm merely stretching out.
Ah!
On the floor!
Well, call to the left, would you?
How can you sit there like some bloated whale, stuffing your face full of curry while all this killing is going on around us?
But Tony, this is Baghdad. The war ended 3 years ago. We're perfectly safe. All that gunfire is just someone getting married. That's what they do around these parts.
Ah! Oh my God, don't kill me, please!
Annie.
Okay, guys, set it up. Candy and George have got what they came for, so we're moving out.
Gotta finish me curry.
No time. We have to get back to the airport before this wedding finishes and the shooting really starts.
You mean it gets worse?
Don't you watch the news, Tony?
Of course I don't. It's always nasty to me.
Stop gibbering. Start doing. Come on.
Whack my bush.
Amazon, come in. It's Apollo.
I copy you, Apollo. Have you got Stinky and Wimpy on board the Humvee?
Affirmative. We're ready to move out. Stinky is next to me and Wimpy is cowering in the footwell.
Stinky and Wimpy?
It's code, Fatty. Are you and Titan at the rendezvous point?
Affirmative. Titan's feeding his pet Red as we speak.
Barney, give me that sandwich!
Hang on, why do you bloody Yanks have such macho code names and ours are playground taunts?
Hey, we pay for this mess. We get to choose the names.
He's got you there, Wimpy.
Well, get a move on, Apollo.
Okay, pedal to the metal.
Oh God, where are we going? We're about to be killed.
Don't be stupid, Wimpy. These Humvees have scrap metal armor. I saw it on CNN.
What's going on?
We're here.
You what? All that palaver just across the road?
Duh. Yeah. We're Americans in Baghdad. What did you expect?
Well, that's the last time I stay at the airport, Hilton.
Whack my bush.
So, Condi, are you trying to tell me we risked life and limb in Baghdad for a box of Turkish delight?
And your point is?
Bloody obvious.
But it's bloody delicious.
Fatty, have you troughed the lot?
Yeah. I believe I have.
Well, that was a waste of a trip. Still, at least we picked up 10 more renditions.
You what?
Guys, this is your co-pilot speaking. Barney, you can't demote me now. Guys, this is your steward. Your stewardess speaking. We've got company on the port side. Fighters, I believe they're gonna try to shoot us down if we don't land.
But mate, he's right, look.
Hang on, those markings are Dutch. What the hell are we doing over Europe?
My bush, you fabulous beast.
Hi, I'm Connie Chung, and here is news. Last night, Air Force One was forced down over Dutch territory. After incomplete investigation, President George Bush has been charged with war crimes and illegal export of Turkish delight by Hague Court. His cronies were released on bail and are staying at Hilton Hotel behind me, a luxurious 5-star joint with spa.
Give me that champagne bucket, Harley.
Aha, schwaffing, Fatty.
Shh, there's more.
Also charged with aiding and abetting the president on lesser charge of petty warmongering was Tony Blair. Oh, shit! My dress is ruined!
Got your loaf!
Nice work, Fatty.
Oh, yeah. That ice water and the titties perked me up too.
Well, it's not looking good for George and Tony.
But on the bright side, the stock markets are up, the Iranians want to talk, and I get to run the country.
No, I meant legally. There's not one lawyer in the whole world who represent them.
Yes, there is. Only one man can defend George now. Someone we know all too well from the movies.
This better not be your Conan the Lawyer character.
No. It's a big star with a small stature. I'll give him a call.
Hoo-ah! I wonder who that could be. Well, it's the slammer at the Hague for George and Tony now. But is this European justice just? Will the liberal anti-war softies get what they want? Of course they won't. But join us to find out why next time on...
Whack My Bush.